Alright, welcome to another episode of Box Show Breakdown. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, bringing you another banger Sports Ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. This is like the chillest Friday you guys are probably going to have with me. It's five games. I mean, some interesting stuff that happened. Actually, there's two overtimes. What am I talking about? I need to be more hype with this. That's on me. Two overtimes tonight. A bunch of big, huge lines that we can talk about. No need to waste any time. Let's get started. So, first game of the day. Man, look at Jalen Duren, 33-16. What? The Cleveland Cavaliers had a chance to win the game. And Jalen Tyson decides to foul Danis Jenkins on a heave. It was gonna be like a real three-pointer. It was a heave. It's in the game over time, and Detroit Pistons win it 122-119. That's sad, dude. That's sad. We'll start with Jalen Tyson. He played 40 minutes. There's no Donovan Mitchell. They say his groin injury is not serious. He might miss next game, but I think he'll be back by next week. And James Harden's like finger and stuff is taped up. He can't even dribble without pain. Dude, it might be bad. It might be a little cooked. Just a little bit, guys. Just a little bit. Just kind of have passions with James Harden, and we'll hope to see him back soon. We'll start with Jalen Tyson. He had 15-4-1 with two steals, four triples, 5-10 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. That's solid. Roll with him until these guys get back. He just kind of finds a way to stay relevant because someone's always injured, and he just ends up getting the bigger role. But as soon as the team gets healthy, because we see Evan Mobley, by the way, who had 23-12 with four blocks and four triples. Jeez. 9-15 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. He's playing 37 minutes. So when the teams come back and they're fully healthy, these guys are all ramped up. Jalen Tyson is going to turn into a pumpkin. Just be prepared. Jared Allen, 25-9-4 with the block, 10-12 from the field. Big 83% from the field. That's nice. And 5-8 from the free throw line. He's rolling, man. I'm so happy that he just like has this random explosion at the end of the year. That's dope. Sam Merrill started for guard along with Dennis Schroeder. Sam Merrill had 20 points, one rebound, three assists, two steals. I like that. Four triples. Not bad shooting. 6-14. 4-4 from the free throw line. That's solid. Dennis Schroeder had 12 points, one rebound, nine assists, one steal on the block. He crapped on your percentages. 4-15 from the field, but he did make all four of his free throws. Dennis Schroeder needs to be rostered right now. We don't know what's going on. Even when Donovan Mitchell comes back, I'm pretty sure he's going to stay a starting point guard in place of James Harden. Sarah Mill is someone interesting. If you need some threes, he might be able to have a little bit more to do in an elevated role. But I'm pretty sure when Mitchell comes back, he's taking that slot pretty fairly. You had a monster game off the bench from Craig Porter Jr., and that's interesting for deeper leagues if he's still floating around. 5 points, four rebounds, 12 dimes, three steals, and a block. Ooh-wee. Not the best shooting night from the field, and he made 1 or 2 of his free throws. But, dude, that's huge. I'd take that in deeper leagues any day, any day. And you had a random nice game from good old Thomas Bryant, who had 13-8 with a block, one triple, 5-12 from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line. The main bigs got most of the run, but, you know, he sometimes falls into some stats. We'll go ahead and check on the winners. Dude, see, this is – I don't get it. Like – maybe it's a matchup thing, or even in close games. That was a hard game that they played today. Ausar Thompson got 35 minutes. He had 18-8-5 with two steals in the block. Oh, geez, what could be if the minutes were like this all the time? That's all we want. 70% from the field, 4-6 from the free throw line. I don't know. Maybe one day. Yeah, honestly, this is a good game from Tobias Harris. Didn't shoot well, but 11-5-5 with six steals. Tobias Harris got six steals. What was he doing? One triple, 5-13 from the field. I think I'd rather have Thompson over Tobias because I think Thompson has definitely way more upside. But Tobias is kind of doing enough if you want to hold on to him. Jalen Duren had 33 points. Yes, 33. 16 boards, three assists, one steal, three blocks, 11-19 from the field. And it's not good because it's so high volume, but 11-15 from the free throw line. He didn't even turn over the ball. That's a monster game. Dude, he's going to be so fun to draft later in the year. He's like 22? Bro, imagine when he hits his prime. Cade Cunningham, 25-10-7, two steals. Better shooting. I like this, but then the free throws are off. 3-5. He's still, honestly, I think in straight 9 CAD, he's a first rounder. That's crazy. That's how you know how good he is. it's very hard for people to have a high tone of roots to sit in that first round. Like a James Harden, he's kind of sitting on the edge. But if he's sitting in the first round with high turnovers, that's how you know he's good. Very, very strong line from him. 12 points and 3 rebounds for Imran Holland with 2 triples, 4-6 from the field. More of a deep league guy. Danish Jenkins hit those 3 free throws, and that literally saved the day. 8 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 triple. He shot awful all game, 2 of 10, but 3 of 3 from the free throw line. He did it when it mattered the most. By the way, Paul Reed is playing 4 points and 6. Paul Reed only got 11 minutes and got 4 points and 6 rebounds with a steal in his limited time. I think you can drop him, especially with good old Isaiah Stewart just right around the corner. Good stuff from the Detroit Pistons, and that's just bad luck for the Cavaliers. That's crazy. Oh, dude. Fun fact, history fact, the Boston Celtics had the highest offensive rated game in NBA history today. They went 148. Yes. They scored 148 points over the Brooklyn Nets, 111. It's the Brooklyn Nets, but dude, that's crazy. 148 points, bro. Jeez. There's going to be a lot to talk about on the side of the good old Celtics, but we're going to kind of breeze through what's going over here at the Nets. Still playing MPJ. He's still out there. 18-2-2 with 2 steals, 2 triples, 50 from the field, and 80% at the free throw line. Cool. Just roll with it. 25 minutes, they got cooked, so he didn't get big minutes. You had 10-3-2 with 2 triples from Noah Clowney. Not bad shooting. A little mid. I think I'd be okay if you didn't roster him, but maybe you want to eye him when the Nets have a good schedule. They have a 3-4-4 coming up, so maybe during those 4 game weeks, he might be someone you want to consider. You had 12-4-2 from Nick Claxton, 56% from the field, 2-4 from the free throw line. That's not his forte, but that's solid. Remember, these guys got cooked, so all these lines are going to be a little weird. 5 points and 2 assists from Jaeger Yeoman. He had a triple, 2-4 from the free throw line. He's just, like, not shooting? I don't get it. This is why I prefer Nerlens Noel, who had 8-2-7 with 3 steals, 4-9 from the field. He's shooting more. He can assist just as well, if not better. Can't grab the steals. He's just not shooting as many threes. And I think Yegor has a better free throw. I think I prefer Nolan out of the group. Danny Wolf got a little bit extra run today. 16-2-1 with the steal, 2 triples. 42% from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. That's solid. We just kind of keep an eye on him and wait for good old MPJ to go down. And Josh Minot is starting to get some minutes. 16 is maybe it might be more blowout related. 9 points and 2 rebounds with a triple in 16 minutes. We also keep an eye on him because he might be a fun person to grab during silly season. We'll go ahead and check on what happened over on the Celtics. Dude, these are massive lines. 28-11-4 with a block from good old Vucevic. Nikola Vucevic. 3 triples. He hit all 3 of them. 9-13 from the field, 7-7 from the free throw line in 25 minutes. I know I talked about dropping this man because he's been playing like crap. And then you get this game and then everyone's like, oh my God, why did I listen to you? I'm telling you guys, it's good that he had this game. If you just happen to hold and he got it, definitely understand it deeply. That's fine. It was the Nets. They were on fire. It's okay. I don't think Vooch is all of a sudden going to like take over and then remove Nemeas Keita and his duties, because we have to remember Nikola Vucevic cannot play defense like at all. It's really bad. And Nemeas Keita is their anchor and has been doing well so far. Great if you got the game. Do not panic and go rush to grab this man back. I think this might be more of a one-off. Now, if he does catch a heater, I totally understand. But don't panic if you dropped him. It was the Nets. And they were all on fire. Jaylen Brown had 28-7-9, 2 steals on the block, 4 triples, 75% from the field, 9-12. Jesus Christ. But 60% from the free throw line hurts. But that's still very strong line. Sam Hauser did what he needed to do, 13-3-2 with 2 triples on 56% shooting. Nemeas Keita got lower minutes because Vucevic was out. 8 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals on the block, 100% from the field with 4 shots. Solid. I'd still be holding Keita. Don't start panicking. Baylor Shireman got the start. He had 10 points, 3 rebounds, 6 dimes, and a steal. That's interesting. Really, for deeper leagues, you might want to be considering Baylor Shireman. He had perfection. 3-3 from the field, 2-2 from deep, and 2-2 from the free throw line. Dope. That's cool. Derek White, 12-3-7 with a steal and 2 blocks. This I love it. He just gets like a full line every day. Four triples, and he didn't shoot bad. 4 of 9 from the field. Solid. These guys all like did what they needed to do to get the job done. You had Peyton Pritchard off the bench with 22, 5, and 1. Looks like he's bouncing back. It's hot shooting, though. 75%, but he'll be good. I think he's still a top 70 player. So, like, 4 or 5 from deep from him. That's good stuff. And, like, 8 points and 2 blocks from good old Hugo Gonzalez. He's just a project in the making, man. They're waiting for him to grind and get better for the future. And, honestly, Dewey might be getting Tatum back very soon. Like, very soon. I think my hunch is that he comes back Monday. He's already doing 5-on-5 scrimmages with the team, not with the G League, with the team. I think he comes back Monday. That's just my hunch out of this. Good stuff from the Celtics. They got the job done. Next, we talk about the Knicks. This just a nice plate of barbecue chicken on the Milwaukee Bucks, 127-98. We'll go ahead and check on the Bucks. This is not their day. These guys cooked the crap out of them. It's good, though. We saw Miles Turner actually get a lot of minutes. He got more minutes than Jericho Sims in this one and play better. 19-4-2 with the block, 4 triples, 5-8 from the field, 5-7 from the free throw line. Just hold, man. I know it's annoying. But I would still hold. We in Miles Turner, we trust. Jericho Sims, by the way, had 2 points, 4 rebounds, and assists. If you had Jericho Sims, don't drop him now. It's a bad game. They got cooked. You can't read into the box score too much. We've seen him get more minutes, more so because of Doc Rivers. I don't think he's better than him. But Doc Rivers likes what he does, and it had been working up to that point where they were getting wins. So this hold through the mess, and you should be okay. Cam Thomas still got, he got 17 minutes in the mess, and he had 7 points. You got a block out of Cam Thomas. Whoa. 2 rebounds and assists, 22% from the field, hit off of 3 of his free throws. Please leave him on the waiver wire. Not his best game from Ryan Rollins, although he shot pretty well, but it's a little mid for his standards as of recent. 13-4-4 with 2 triples. 56 from the field, and one of...
You know that goal you set at the start of the year? You can still do it, whether you're committed to a thru hike with friends, lifting heavier, or simply walking more. It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. Because quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, simplify your progress with just 2 scoops of the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code SHAKE for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava.com and use code SHAKE. Ka'Chava.com, code SHAKE.
2 from the free throw line. Kevin Porter Jr. also, he filled the line, but he didn't shoot as well as well. 11-6-10, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 triple, 33%. 4-12 is meh, but it's okay. He'd been absolutely crazy. He's like a second rounder, man. Like, don't panic. 17-4-2 from Kyle Kuzma with 4 triples. Honestly, he's been like doing okay. I think you roster him until Giannis comes back. You had 14-2 from Bobby Portis. I don't think you need to roster him until Giannis gets back because it's going to get worse. So I think you might better leave him off. And I hope you guys don't have Usman Jang in 12 teamers because he had 0 points with 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and steal. Just let him be. We'll go ahead and check on the Knicks. Jalen Brunson started the game off hot, and then everything is triggered from that. 27-7-3, 4 triples, 65 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. Banger game. Good stuff from him. He is always a little overrated in fantasy because Jalen Brunson, name power, all that good stuff. But he's like a top 40 guy. Mikal Bridges, 10 points and 6 dimes, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Okay, I like that. 5-8 from the field. Nice utility line. You had 17-13 from good old Cat. 1 triple. He's shooting better. Dang. Dude, where was this like early in the season? 6-13 from the field. 4-4 from the free throw line. Banger, I'll take that. He didn't do too much. Hot shooting from good old OG Anunoby. Jesus Christ. 24 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 5 triples. Whoa. It's a good game. 80% from the field. 3-4 from the free throw line. Can't count it all the time, but that's nice. Josh Hart is playing low minutes. Although this is a blowout, but the minutes have not risen. I'd keep an eye on it. 12-5-5 with a steal in the block and 2 triples in 25 minutes. He had 4-11 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. We'll check on the bench guys. Jose Alvarado had 7 points, 4 rebounds, 5 dimes, 1 triple. 60% from the field, more of a deep league guy. Landry Shamet, more of a deep league guy. I don't get why he's getting so many minutes. I don't understand it. 15 points, 3 assists, still in the block. I'll take it, though. 5 triples, 63% from the field. You can't count on that, but he's doing stuff. I think it's really, like, real deeper leagues. Muhammad Diawara, some of you keep it. That's really asshole. He's also, like, a very deep league player, Muhammad Diawara. 10 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists with 2 triples in his 23 minutes. And Mitch Robb didn't score a single point, but he gave you 3 rebounds, 3 dimes, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. Good stuff, Knicks. They're going to be balling the rest of the way. They have a smooth 4-4-4 coming up if you start your fantasy playoff next week. Just let them rock, man. Let them do the thing. All right. Next game of the day. Ooh, a good old tank off special. The tank bowls are just going day after day after day. The Memphis Grizzlies win it, though, 124-105 over the Dallas Mavericks. We'll check on the Mavericks. Najee Marshall went absolutely ballistic yesterday, and then he had 4 points with 2 rebounds and 2 assists. Gabe is still in the block, but he took 6 shots. Yeah, that sucks. You're probably like, oh, yeah, I get a double dose of this. No. To be fair, though, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm a little concerned about Coop. Jason Kidd came out today and said that he will not be playing Tuesday when they play against the Charlotte Hornets. That foot might be cooked more than we think. So, dude, Najee Marshall for the rest of the season, just like let it happen. That also makes Chris Middleton kind of a play. 10 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, 1 steal, 3 of 8 from the field, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Daniel Gafford returned in this one. He had injury management last game. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, 88% from the field. Nice. 20 minutes, though. But that's like OG Daniel Gafford. That's all we want, man. That's all we want. You had 13, 3, and 2 from Max Christie with a triple, 5 of 12 from the field in his game. Brandon Williams got the start. What? We had no Klay Thompson. There was no PJ. I mean, maybe it sticks. I hope. 16, 8, and 4 with 2 triples. Not his best shooting night, but he did give you 4 or 5 from the free throw line. We'll check the bench guys. Dwight Powell had 13 and 11. What? Okay. 1 triple, 3 or 4 from the field. 6 or 7 from the free throw line. Yeah, you can just chalk that up. That's not going to happen again. 12, 3, and 4 for good old AJ Johnson. I think he's more like end of season where he might get a little extra run. There was no Marvin Bagley. That's why Dwight Powell just all of a sudden started knocking out double doubles. 6 points and 4 dimes for Tyus Jones. I'm cool. And Miles Kelly. It got 9 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and still in the block with 2 triples. Putrid shooting, 3 of 11. But he hit his only free throw. He got 30 minutes. They were pretty much ridden it with nobody. So they were like, Miles Kelly, I need you to suit up and go ball. We'll check on the Memphis Grizzlies. They're just kind of doing this whole thing. Everyone's getting around 25, 26 minutes, and it's working. Olivier Maxon Prosper, big game. 16 points, 10 rebounds, and assists, 3 steals and a block. What? 2-4 from the field, free throw. I'm sorry, 2-4 from deep. He had 2 triples and 70% from the field. It's like he had that one game that was off, and everyone was like, oh, I'm not going to do this anymore. And then he did it again. I don't think like Prosper is like baller. He's just kind of doing stuff, and it's silly season. So you just let it happen. GG Jackson at 12, 3, and 4 with good shooting, 71 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. He usually does some blocks in there too and a couple triples. Just keep holding there. I think he's probably more the safest one out of all this group next to like Scottie Pippen Jr. and stuff. Javon Small had 9, 4, and 5 with 2 steals, 1 triple. Not his best shooting. Now, he only took 6 shots, so and he made 2 of them. And 4-4 from the free throw line. It's 25 minutes. Scottie Pippen Jr. I like this line. 15 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals in a block. Cool. 1 triple, 21 minutes. The minutes are low. They're trying to, you know, cap the guy. They don't want to knock him out and get him injured again. 7 to 12 from the field. Hit his only one of his 3 triples. That's dope. Jalen Wells, never big on Jalen Wells. 12 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and still in the block. 2 triples, 40%. It's okay. I think it's more of a 14-team, 16-team league if you want to think about it. You also want to look at for some sneaky big man stats, maybe definitely in deeper leagues. Taylor Hendricks, 11, 8, and 2 with 2 blocks, 1 triple, 5, 7 from the field. Cool. Nice. He's been kind of stringing together a couple decent games. Might want to consider it. Cam Spencer finally had a good game. It's been a minute. 25 points, 2 rebounds, 3 dimes, and a steal. Cool. 5 triples, 9 and 16 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. I don't know if I can count on it unless Ty Jerome all of a sudden starts missing a bunch of games, injury management. He's doubtful. Then you might want to start looking at Cam Spencer again. We just want to keep an eye on the two-way guys. Also, Jemiah Malshak, you want to keep an eye on him. 8 points, 3 rebounds, an assist, stealing a block. These guys, his contracts are kind of getting close. So I think they do have one roster slot because they waived Kyle Anderson to sign Taj Gibson. I don't think we're going to be grabbing Taj Gibson, but keep an eye on it. Maybe they start him. But they waived Kyle Anderson. So I think they do have one roster slot that they can kind of sign one of these guys to. Just kind of keep an eye on the situation. Like I said, the most safest guys is probably GG, Scotty. If Ty Jerome's playing, yes. And then you're just kind of rolling the dice on everybody else. Last game of the day. Ooh, I didn't get a chance to watch, but I heard it was good. OKC wins it. 127-121 over the Denver Nuggets. We'll check on the Nuggets. And, of course, Jokic, just a giant line. He's not shooting well at all, dude. I really think his knee is cooked a little bit. He's going to play through it, but it's not good. 23-17-14 with a steal. Two triples. Just a rough 9 of 25 from the field and 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Ah, man. Sucks to see. Cam Johnson. We talked about Cam Johnson and Christian Brown a little bit. I'd rather have Christian Brown if I had to pick between the two. Although, Cam Johnson got you 3 blocks. 7 points, 8 rebounds, 2 of 7 from the field, 1 triple. I think I'm okay on Cam Johnson. Christian Brown had 23-8-2, still in 2 blocks. Nice. 3 triples, 8 of 18 from the field, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Of course, we know this usually is going to get smacked out of him once Aaron Gordon and Peyton Watson come back to life, but roll with it for now. I think we can move on from Julian Strawler. He was more of a deeper league guy, but he might not even be that anymore. 3 points. I'm sorry, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, no points. He missed all 3 of his shots. I think they're going away from him. Jamal Murray, 39-8-6, 2 steals and a block. Big line, 7 triples, 46 from the field, 8 of 10 from the free throw line. Woo-wee, he played 47 minutes. He was questionable, and then he had to. They went to overtime, by the way. 16 points, 2 rebounds, and a steal from good old Tim Hardaway. 4 dribbles, 50% from the field there. He's just kind of doing what you want out of a three-point streamer. And you had 7 points and 3 steals from Bruce Brown. Their rotation is pretty solid. Like, it's not going to be anything different from that. You know what you're getting from most of these guys. Dude, welcome back, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We have one of the top 3 players back in action. Finally. Big line from him. Not his best shooting night, but dude, who cares? 36-3-9, 2 steals, 2 blocks. 41% from the field, 12 of 29. That's very high volume. But he had 12 of 13 from the free throw line. Welcome back. We're going to clap for him. Okay, there we go. We'll go ahead and continue. Chet Holmgren, big game. I like this. 15-21. Whoa. 3 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks, 1 triple. 5-8 from the field, 4-6 from the free throw line. Thank you, Chet. Like, we know he has it in him. I just would love to see him scale up his play a little bit more. Of course, SGA's back, so everyone else got less shots. A lot less shots. Kayson Wallace did finish with 10 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. Cool. 30% from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. They gave Lu Dort 7 shots. He hit 3 of them. 8.6 rebounds, assists, and a steal. 2 triples. I wouldn't be rostering him anyways, but sure. 7 shots for Aaron Wiggins. He hit one of them. Jesus. 2 points and 2 steals. Yeah, he can leave him on the waiver wire. They're starting to give Alex Caruso a little bit more. Interesting. 12 points, 1 assist, 1 rebound, 2 steals, 2 triples, 5-11 from the field. He played 28 minutes, though. And he basically took Shai's spot for overtime because they capped Shai at 34 minutes. Interesting. We might be looking at him if this can hold. Jalen Williams had 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists on the block, 2 triples, 4-7 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. He is a good deeper league guy. And, of course, when the bigs are out, we let it happen. Nice full line from Isaiah Hartenstein. 9-8-5 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. Yeah, I like that. That's what you want from him. I don't think he's going to be New York Isaiah Hartenstein, but he's solid, man. He's solid. And lastly, you had Jerry McCain, who had 14 points, super hot shooting, 75%. He's still getting some shots, and that's good. You just can't expect him to do that. 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 2 triples. They're back to rolling, man. Shai's back. All they need is Jalen Williams. I think Jalen Williams might be 2 weeks out, but the main guy's back. Guys, that's it. Easy peasy Friday. Not much too crazy. Some big lines, though, and it's good to see some people come back. Good luck with the rest of your week for your matchups. I hope that you guys win if you're going into playoffs. Hope you get some good seating. Check that streaming schedule. Start looking at the schedule grid. Start picking up people. If you got pickups still this week, start grabbing them so you can start planning out your lineups. It's time to win, guys. It's time to win. If you're in playoffs right now, good luck. Keep winning this week. I want to see you guys win some championships. Thank you for watching Box Score Breakdown presented by FanDuel. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, and I will see you guys on Tuesday. Have a good week.